And Juliet Maguire is back in studio. Juliet has been absent from our fortnightly chat about motorcars because Luca is a new addition to the family and you had other things on your mind for a while.
I did.
And will have other things on your mind for quite a while still.
Still do.
You're going to look at cars differently. Where will the car seat go?
Oh, 100% I have. And I really didn't think I was going to be that bad with it, but I really am. I'm annoyed with cars. I'm annoyed for parents. There's no space. There's just none. No matter what this, we had a Toyota Prado.
Nobody should be allowed to review motor cars until they've had a baby.
Yes, correct. Correct. Because there is, we had a Toyota Prado, Land Cruiser Prado, and still no one else could have fit in that car besides the three of us. I think it's probably partly down to my packing skills.
Or lack of.
Or lack of, yes. But anyways, it is quite a tricky thing because now compact SUVs are all the thing, all the rage. And I've now had the Toyota Urban Cruiser, Suzuki Vitara Brezza, and They're family cars, but it's still quite squishy if you've got a car seat in there.
And squishy in another way if you've got a child with a runny tummy in that car seat.
No, it's sure.
Kind of squishy. I have seen there's quite a lot of advertising about the Urban Cruiser, the Toyota, and I've seen a few on Cape Town's roads, and I really like the look of them.
Yes.
I don't think I have noticed a Vitara Brezza, but so, Suzuki is doing really well with general car sales in South Africa.
Definitely, and they've got a fantastic reputation for after sales service. But interestingly, the Toyota Urban Cruiser is the Vitara Brezza. They're the exact same car. Toyota and Suzuki collaborated. And so basically, Toyota took the Brezza and put a Toyota badge on it. So everything is exactly the same.
They've including got the price?
Well, that's the interesting thing. So Suzuki is ever so slightly cheaper than Toyota.
Well, that badge is expensive.
Exactly. And then they've added things like a 15 gigabyte Wi-Fi hotspot in there to try and sort of plush it up a bit because all the spec is the same. The engine is exactly the same. It's a 1.5 liter four-cylinder engine. The look is exactly the same, barring like the bumper and the front grille is ever so slightly different on them. Space, obviously. So everything is identical. But then this is the thing. It's such a tricky call because they both, it's a fantastic car, whether you go Suzuki or Toyota here. It is, like I say, a compact SUV, but it's filled with features. They come in at under 300,000 Rand, the top of the range. So I can see your face. That's cheap nowadays.
No, it's not. It's not cheap.
No, not cheap, but it's certainly in the more budget era of cars because we, you know, at the moment they are just so expensive. You can get an entry level one sort of for around 247,000 Rand, but that's, I mean, it's still got some spec. That's the Toyota. So Toyota's got a three grade strategy and then Suzuki's got two models. But like I say, I mean, it's got Apple CarPlay and Android Auto and all the things that you want from a car. And I think it's just going to come down to a bit of sort of reputation, which unfortunately Toyota, not unfortunately, but Toyota's got the
it's got the longer lasting reputation.
Correct.
It's got a more entrenched brand sense about it. But
yep.
The way that Suzuki has been performing, the way the Swift is selling, the resale value of Suzuki's is improving all the time.
Yep.
So I think 5 years ago, this would have been a no-brainer. 80% of people would have gone for the Toyota
version.
Now I'm not so sure what that split is going to be.
I agree. I mean, the only thing would be the dealer network for Toyota, which is much larger. But then you've got to consider that's only really if you're somewhere out in like a very rural area, because most places near cities or anything are going to have a Suzuki dealership as well, more than likely. So that would come down to it. Suzuki's got a longer warranty and service plan than Toyota by quite a way. But then, according to Toyota, you can get an extended warranty from them at purchase for quite a small fee. So it's going to pretty much come down to the tiny difference in look in the front of the cars, and then
how much of a difference is that?
I mean, a front bumper and a grille.
But I mean, if the two were parked next to each other and you walked around the front and the back, would those differences be obvious?
I would say only the chrome, maybe that's on the Suzuki Vitara Brezza rather than the Urban Cruiser. But otherwise, they are identical. But like I say, such fantastic cars. I love them. I would highly recommend either one of them, in fact.
In which one did Lucas sleep better?
Neither. Okay, but he doesn't tend to sleep in the car, though. That's why now I'm going to keep him awake to get him home so he doesn't fall asleep. Oh, the parents.
So they're really, I mean, it comes down to your expectations of after-sale service and resale value.
Absolutely.
Otherwise.
Yeah, pretty much exactly that. And the little thing, like if you want a Wi-Fi hotspot, you get that in the Toyota. But other than that, I would say go and see which dealership will give you the best deal and you're going to have identical cars.
Yeah, I have seen the Suzuki. I just haven't noticed.
You thought it was an Urban Cruiser, probably.
Yeah, and they do. They look like really smart cars.
Yeah.
Okay, that's really cool. It's lovely to have you back. Thank you very much.
Thank you, John.
Thanks, Juliet. Look forward to having you back in 2 weeks' time.